for me, because we have so many people, praise the Lord for that. It may not be enough for everyone to have one, but we can print more later. Let me just give you a little background while we're passing that out. You know, we've been in our special fellowship time, we've been in 1 Corinthians. And so we've come to some practical parts. We had a little time on the Lord's table. And then recently we came to chapter 14 on prophesying. And I think within us brothers was a consideration that we don't want to just touch this just as a survey and a way of a view, just according to the book of Corinthians. Of course, Corinthians covers 11 problems, either in our Christian life or in the church life. But we'd like to go on to the next step to touch something practical to hopefully give us the proper entrance into those things, not just a general appreciation. So there's many more things to be said about the Lord's table and much more to be said about prophesying, which we hope to do. But I was touched with this, that before we can be practical, have practice of prophesying or the proper practice of the Lord's table, which is a matter of all the saints functioning, we need something foundational. And that has to do with our personal time with the Lord. We often use the expression morning revival. Let me make mention of a quote at the very end. It says, taking the new way, starting from our personal revival. Whether we're participating in the home meetings, the small group meetings, or the district meetings, this would be the latter, I guess, this kind of a meeting, or a bigger meeting. We have to start from ourselves. We must be those who are revived. It's not difficult to be revived, as long as we have kneeled down before the Lord every day, call on Him, come near to Him, enjoy His Word, and live and walk in the Spirit. This will be sufficient. But the first thing is whether we're going to preach the gospel, whether we're going to have home meetings to nourish younger believers, group meetings to perfect the saints mutually, or even have district meetings for the Lord's table and for prophesying, we need something of a proper foundation. Otherwise, it's something becomes a performance. It's something forced. It's something, and we can't do that. We can say, you know, because we've been in 1 Corinthians, we all should prophesy. You know, the Bible says everybody should prophesy, right? Bill, you better prophesy. But that would not work. But if we would spend 5 minutes in the morning and get revived,
amen,
that would change things. Of course, it's better to have more than 5 minutes. But anyway, let's look at a few verses. Let's alternate, brothers and sisters. I want to impress you. We're talking about knowing God and knowing God's principles, His ways. This is something of in the divine thought. Start with Exodus 16:21, sisters.
And the gathered them morning by morning, each one according to his eating. And when the sun became hot, it melted.
Now it's very good. It says each one according to his eating. Whether you have a massive appetite or just you eat like a bird, anyway, if you got gathered, you got what you needed. Isn't that wonderful? You know, you say, I'm such a big eater. I need an hour to eat all the food. Well, but maybe like some, you have only 5 minutes to get a little, you know, eat a little piece of toast and before you have to run off to work. Still, you got what you needed, each according to his eating. The Lord was faithful. If you gathered, you got what you needed. Okay, how about brothers? The next one, Psalm 119, 147.
I anticipated the dawn and cried out, I hoped in your words.
So the psalmist, in their appreciation of God and his word, learned a secret. What was the secret? To meet the Lord at the dawn and to cry out. What? How do you cry out? Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Right?
You need to cry out. And then it doesn't say how. It just says, I hoped in your words. That means to put our being into the word. Get our being mingled with the word. Sisters, Proverbs 4:18.
But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until the full day.
Amen.
So the Lord's people are not people of the afternoon and evening. We're people of the morning. There's no afternoons with the Lord. There's only the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter to the full day. So we need to be revived every morning and overcoming every day.
Amen.
He is the bright light shining.
Amen.
Okay, brothers, the next one. Song of Songs 7:12.
Let us rise up early for the vineyards. Let us see if the vine has budded, if the blossom is open, if the pomegranates are in bloom. There I will give you my love.
Oh, we need to rise up early to give the Lord our love. Amen. Sisters, Lamentations 3, 2, 22, 23.
It is Jehovah's loving kindness that we are not consumed, for his compassions do not fail.
Amen.
They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
Amen.
Think, this is a divine law. Just like you wouldn't expect the sun. Well, the sun just decided not to come up today. You know what I mean? It just doesn't happen because there's a law, a divine principle that's operating. The divine principle is that Jehovah's loving kindness is new every morning.
Amen.
So you know what? If you had a bad day, you know what you do? Go to bed. Earlier. Because you can guess what? When you wake up in the morning, his compassions will be new.
Amen.
Because there's a natural law that is operating. Amen. They're new every morning. Okay, next, brothers. Mark 1:35. And rising very early in the morning, while it was still night, he went out and went away to a deserted place, and there he prayed. Even the Son of God, who came in humanity, needed to have a private time with his Father. If he had to do that, what about us? Surely we need to have some time with the Lord, right?
Amen.
So that we could live as a man on this earth. Amen. The Lord Jesus, as our pattern, did such. Okay? Sister, 2 Peter 1:19.
And we have the prophetic word made more firm, to which you do well to give heed, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts.
So we need to, even if our inner being seems to be dark, we need to open the word earlier the better. And to give heed to it as a lamp,
amen.
That it would shine and bring us into the dawn,
amen.
And be the morning star. You know, the morning star is when it's still kind of dark outside. You kind of go outside and see there's a star that's there.
Yes.
You don't. If you wait till mid-morning, you're not going to see it, right? But
right.
If you get out there, it's been early time.
Amen.
You may see the morning star.
Amen.
Well, the Lord likens Himself to such, and we need to find Him early, that we could have a dawning with the Lord. Okay.
Amen.
Now, these excerpts come out of this book, Topics for New Believers. Before it starts introducing the matter of having a morning time with the Lord, you know, and gives you some topics to get into, it has these a few paragraphs. And so I wanted to go through this a little bit, maybe take turns just reading, maybe sisters, brothers, or such like, and just to impress us and give us a taste and appreciation for this. Let's read the heading together, huh?
Setting apart the early morning to enjoy Christ as the real manna.
Amen. So we can read around or just take sisters and brothers. How about brothers? We'll start with the first sentence.
The moment we believe in the Lord, we should set apart the early morning for fellowshipping with God and for contacting Him.
Sisters.
Song of Songs 7:12 shows us that the early morning is the best time. Fellowship with the Lord.
Let me read another sentence or two. Go ahead.
Fellowship means to open up our spirit and our mind to God and allow Him to enlighten us, speak to us, impress us, and touch us. During this time, our hearts are drawn near to God and we allow God to draw near to our hearts.
So what's the early morning for? It's not just to go through a book. It's what? It's to open our spirit, our mind to God. It's to contact Him.
Yeah.
And to allow Him to enlighten us, impress us, and touch us. To allow God to draw near to us. Okay, brothers.
The early morning is the time for us to gather the manna. Manna is a type of Christ. As the real manna, Christ was sent by God the Father for God's chosen people to live by Christ.
How about sisters?
Just as manna sustained nearly 2 million people in the wilderness for 40 years, so Christ as the real manna sustains the church today.
Amen.
Amen.
Go on.
The Lord Jesus is the bread out of heaven. On the other hand, He is the bread of God, the one who came down out of heaven
to be our food.
Oh, brothers, what does it mean to eat the manna?
It means to enjoy Christ, to enjoy God's Word, and to enjoy His truth early in the morning every day.
After we eat the manna,
we have the strength to journey in the wilderness. The early morning is the time to gather the manna. One will not be fed spiritually or be satisfied if he spends his early morning on other things.
Amen. How about the title, the next heading together?
The falling dew signifying Christ as grace reaching man.
Sisters.
Numbers 11:9 also tells us that manna came with the dew. And when the dew fell on the camp at night, the manna would fall with it. According to spiritual experience, the dew signifies daily grace, the grace we receive each day.
Amen. In Psalm, brothers, Psalm
133:3, we read of the dew of Hermon that came down upon the mountains of Zion. The dew of Hermon signifies grace, which descends from the heavens. Hermon, a high mountain, signifies the heavens, the highest place from which the dew descends. The dew signifies the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Sisters.
Dew is given from rain, snow, or frost. It is softer than rain, and not as cold as frost. According to Lamentations 3:22-23, God's compassions, like the dew, are new every morning. Every morning the Lord's grace is as fresh as the dew.
Oh, brothers, what is grace? Grace is God reaching us.
Amen.
When God reaches us in a positive manner, full of mercy and compassion, he becomes grace to us.
Manna always comes by means of this grace.
Sisters.
Whenever we experience the dew in the morning watch, we know that God reaches us and visits us. This visitation of God is the Lord as our grace.
Amen. When we have the dew, as we read the word in the morning, the word truly is food to us. If we do not have the refreshing dew, we cannot have the manna that comes with the dew.
This picture of the manna and the dew is very precious. Truly, a picture is better than a thousand words. The dew in the morning is refreshing. Without this dew, this grace, we are very dry. But with the dew, we are watered and refreshed. Thank the Lord that manna comes not by itself, but with the dew.
Amen. Oh, may we just have that thought. We get up in the morning to do a little gathering. Whether, regardless of how we feel, we still rise up, and the Lord's promise is the dew. With the dew will come the supply. Amen. Let's together. Every morning having a new beginning.
Amen.
Furthermore, to get brothers, huh? The manna was sent in the morning.
Exodus 16:21 says that the children of Israel gathered it morning by morning. The fact that manna came in the morning indicates that it gives us a new beginning. Because the earth revolves on its axis daily, every day we have a new beginning, a new turn. Thank the Lord that he sends manna daily. Every morning we can have a new beginning.
Amen. Saints, every morning we can have a new beginning. Amen. Okay, together.
Revive every morning by experiencing Christ as the rising sun.
Amen.
Since we all love the Lord, and we know that the Lord desires to build up his body by our worldly life, we must have a daily revival.
Amen.
Every morning after we rise up, we have to have a new start with the Lord.
Amen.
In the morning when I wake up, I do not speak to men first. Rather, I speak to God.
Amen. Brothers, I would not open my mouth to any man before I open my mouth to God. I would say, have it together.
Oh, Lord, I love you. Lord Jesus, I am coming to you.
Every morning, all I do are these two things. Calling on the name of the Lord. And pray reading his word.
if you would exercise yourself in these two things every morning, surely you will be revived.
Now, just to point out one thing, I was up in the Bay Area at that conference, and they gave us this little card, this little souvenir. And they're in their times with the Lord, it talks about a vital Christian life. This is from Sherry Monroe had about these 10 points. You know what the first two items are? One, call upon the Lord deeply and affectionately for 2 or 3 minutes after rising up.
Amen.
That's your prescription for this week. And then number two was masticate 2 or 3 scripture verses thoroughly and joyfully every morning.
Amen.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's not that difficult.
No.
You know, just have your marker in your Bible or morning revival book or something. Even you're half asleep, you can still, oh, Lord, 2 or 3 minutes, right?
Amen.
And then two or three verses. Anyway, okay, those are the two things that we're encouraged to do. These are the exercise of our spirit, right? First, when we come call on the Lord, we're speaking to God, right? And then when we take in His Word, He speaks to us.
Amen.
Right? So we need this two-way traffic.
Right.
Calling on the Lord.
Amen.
Or contacting the Lord. And then opening to allow Him to speak to us.
Amen.
This is very good. This is the exercise of the Spirit by this kind of speaking. Okay, let's come to the next paragraph. Sisters, I lie.
Like Paul's expression in 2 Corinthians 4:16, day by day.
Amen.
The Christian life does not only have one day. We are being renewed day by day.
Amen.
This means that day after day, we have to be revived by the Lord. Yesterday morning, we may have had a revival, but this morning,
we need another one.
And tomorrow, we need another one.
Amen.
Every year, we need 365 revivals.
Amen.
Every morning we should experience Christ as the rising sun to be revived by Him. The Christian revival does not occur in the afternoon or at sunset. Rather, it occurs in the morning. The Christian life is not a sunset. Rather, it is a dawning of the sun.
In fact, we ourselves are the sun. Sisters.
Judges 5:31 says, may those who love Him be like the sun when it rises in its might.
Amen.
Proverbs 4:18 says, but the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until the full day.
Amen. A Christian's life should be one that follows the moving of the sun.
When the sun rises, we should rise with it. We keep rising until the perfect full day, which is noon. The Christian life does not have afternoons. Sometimes, however, we experience a going down from noon. But when we go to bed, the dawning of the sun is awaiting us.
Let's read that together, huh?
We can have a new start with the Lord. Every 24 hours, there is a new start. We Christians who are seeking after the Lord should live a life in which we have a new revival, a new sunrise every day. Every day, Christ has to be our rising sun.
I already referred to that last paragraph. So at the end, I just mentioned here, sometimes we don't know how to get to the Lord. So I also, just the hymns are a very good practice to sing to the Lord. And so this is very sweet. So I put down a few of these little hymns that all are directed to the Lord Himself. And the hymns like, these, you can see how these are all like, I come to Thee, dear Lord. This is one of my favorites.
Amen.
And then for Jesus, Lord, I'm captured by Your beauty. Anyway, I just add this. But we can fellowship more later. But tell you the truth, if we're to have a rich practice of the Lord's table, it really depends upon us having a personal touch with the Lord.
Amen.
If we're to have prophesying that is vital and supplying, we also need to have spent some time in the Lord's presence. So hopefully this won't be the last time we share about this, but this is part of the heritage of the Lord's recovery, is to have a light. We used to call it morning watch, And one of the first books or chapters I read was from Watchman Nee's Messages for Building Up New Believers. It was in a book at that time called Living Sacrifice. And it was called Early Rising. And I was deeply impressed that how the men of God throughout the ages used the morning time. And for sake of our time, I won't open that up. But I commend to you this section from this book called Lord Thou Sets. And it talks about some of the dear men of God and how they spent time with the Lord and were so supplied by it. So I think maybe this is good, but I'd encourage you, saints, like our brother said, even if your time is limited, still, if we would do something, even if it's in a small way, even if it's just, you know, 2 or 3 minutes at a certain point, we can still be revived. It doesn't mean that's adequate to constitute your being, but it's surely enough to bring you into revival. You flip on the resurrection switch.
Amen.
And the resurrection life Amen. Starts to operate. So I'd encourage us all to take that little word from Brother Manuro there. Mm-hmm. Take 2 or 3 minutes just to call deeply on the Lord.
Amen.
And 2 or 3 verses. Amen. And this, I believe, will uplift our church life. Possibly this will become a foundation for further fellowship on the practice of the Lord's table and actually in the practice of prophesying.
Yes.
This is the capital we need. If Mary hadn't met the Lord on the day of resurrection at the tomb, she wouldn't have gotten a word to go to the meeting to speak to the brothers. Yes. That was her strength to speak, because she had seen the Lord. She met the resurrected Lord, but she needed not only the time of enjoyment alone with the Lord, she needed to go to be with the saints.
That's right.
But you need both, okay? So I think I'll stop there and maybe there's announcements.